KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 26 degrees. We look for some areas of fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny, a high of 56. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In the news, Governor Kim Reynolds yesterday issued another disaster proclamation in response to flooding and flash flooding events that began March 13th and continuing. The latest proclamation covers 9 additional counties, including Cass, Madison, and Union. The governor's proclamation allows state resources to be utilized to respond to and recover from the effects of the severe weather, and activates the Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program for qualifying residents along with a disaster case management program. With the addition of the 9 counties yesterday, the governor has issued proclamations for 52 counties impacted by the recent flooding. Other area counties would include Adair, Audubon, Crawford, Dallas, Fremont, Guthrie, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, and Shelby. You can read more about the Individual Assistance Grant Program and Disaster Case Management Program under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Alex Londo and his staff have been working with local officials to determine the damage to public infrastructure in that county. The preliminary information has been provided to the state of Iowa, indicating that over $1.15 million in documented damage had occurred, along with response expenses. Under the Public Assistance Program, FEMA awards grants to assist state and local governments and certain private nonprofit organizations with a response to and recovery from disasters. The program provides funding for debris removal, implementation of emergency protective measures, and permanent restoration of infrastructure. The program also encourages protection from future damage by providing assistance for hazard mitigation measures during the recovery process. The state works with FEMA to manage the program and administer the funding. For individual households, the Iowa Individual Disaster Assistance Grant Program application is available for those individuals who are affected by the flood. $5,000 assistance is available if you meet the identified criteria and income limits. You can go to the link under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com and print off an application and follow the instructions to turn it in. Shelby County Emergency Management at 1106 9th Street in Harlan will offer a printed copy of the same application. Red Oak Police report the arrest this morning at around 1 a.m. today of 39-year-old Jason Michael Eppenbaugh. The Red Oak man was taken into custody for domestic abuse assault by beating airflow. Eppenbaugh was being held without bond in Montgomery County Jail. And at around 7:30 p.m. Thursday, Red Oak police arrested 38-year-old Luke Daniel Reinhardt of Red Oak. Reinhardt was taken into custody for disorderly conduct. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says 61-year-old David Joseph Cash of Emerson was arrested at around 7 p.m. on Thursday. Cash was taken into custody on an active Montgomery County warrant for assault. Police in Creston report at around 10:30 a.m. on Thursday, 24-year-old Mariah Noelle Johans of Creston was arrested at her residence on an outside agency warrant. Johans was being held without bond until being seen by a judge. And a little after 3 a.m. today, Michael Edward Baker, age 33, of Creston, was arrested for OWI first offense and possession of a concealed weapon. Baker was later released on a $2,000 bond. A man and woman from Sydney and Fremont County were arrested Thursday night in rural Sydney following a reported fight in progress. Deputies were advised the fight could be heard over 1/2 mile away from the home. They responded to the residents at around 7:42 p.m. and determined that a physical disturbance occurred between 37-year-olds Joseph Dale Lincoln Hooker and 37-year-old Lynette K. Lincoln Hooker, both of Sydney. During the fight, both parties suffered minor injuries and the property was damaged. Deputies alleged that during the fight, 2 minor children were located inside the home within close proximity to the disturbance. The couple were each arrested on 2 counts of child endangerment and aggravated misdemeanor and brought to the Fremont County Jail. They were later released on bond after an initial appearance before the magistrate. The Iowa Department of Human Services assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office. And police in Creston say an elderly female passenger in a car was injured when the vehicle was struck broadside Wednesday afternoon. Authorities say vehicles driven by Todd Dolphin of Ames and Shirley Malt of Blockton collided at the intersection of West Taylor and Laurel Streets at around 2 p.m. The accident happened when Dolphin failed to yield. The unidentified injured passenger was transported to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. Police cited Dolphin for failure to yield, and damage from the collision amounted to $6,500. In our funeral announcements, Verla Fulton, age 93, of Oakland, died March 15th at the Oakland Manor. Graveside services for Verla Fulton will be today at 10:30 at the Thurman Cemetery in Thurman. Plus Hills Funeral Home of Carson has arrangements. Liz Caubaugh, age 79, of Stewart, died March the 6th in Adel. A celebration of life service for Liz Caubaugh will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Dennis Carstens, age 76, of Osceola and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Osceola. Funeral services for Dennis Carstens will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Dorothy Kankel, age 80, of Erling, died Monday at UNMC in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Dorothy Kankel will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Cody McIntyre, age 37, of Des Moines and formerly of the Stewart and Menlo areas, died March the 4th. A gathering of family and friends for Cody McIntyre will be Saturday from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Harold Rush, age 74, of Randolph and formerly of the Atlantic and Walnut areas, died Monday at the Tabor Manor in Tabor. Memorial services for Harold Rush will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Crawford Marshall Funeral Chapel in Tabor. Lois Nelson, age 79, of Atlantic, died March 16th in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Graveside services for Lois Nelson will be Saturday at 2:30 at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Eleanor Hoover, age 81, of Atlantic, died March the 9th at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Memorial services for Eleanor Hoover will be on Sunday at 1 o'clock in the Atlantic High School. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Robert Bob Vogesser, age 90, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Bob Vogesser will be next Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kevin Sprague, age 53, of Casper, Wyoming, died Tuesday. Celebration of life services for Kevin Sprague will be on March 30th at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ronnie Paulson, age 74, of Anita, died Tuesday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab. Services for Ronnie Paulson are currently pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Geraldine Schubert, age 75, who's formerly of the Anita and Wyota and Bellevue, Nebraska areas, died March 4th in California. Services for Geraldine Schubert will be held later this month at St. James Catholic Church in Petaluma, California. The news was brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.